Marlo and Loving on Me here on iRadio. Now,
I'm really, really thrilled to be inviting back onto the show Dr. Caroline West, of course, your Bumble Ireland and UK's sex and relationship expert. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me. It's great to have you back on the show.
Oh, always happy to be here, Louise. Thank you.
Definitely. Now, we're coming to the end of 2023, and maybe you can fill us in on some of the trends, I suppose, in dating that people can maybe watch out for, look ahead to for 2024.
Yeah, the good news is that a lot of the trends are really positive. They're all about people who are dating and looking for emotional maturity and finding people on the same page as them. So that's really great that, you know, like, looks are great, but they don't often sustain a relationship. Mm-hmm. So we want to have, you know, people who can solve an issue with us, or, you know, are good crack on a long car journey, or if there's another lockdown, you know, that they're okay to kind of be stuck with in that situation. So I think that's really great that people are looking for that emotional side. So I think some of the trends we're seeing is around a generational blend romance.
Okay.
So that's people being able to say, I don't have to stick to people my age. I can date someone older, or I can date someone younger. And I think part of that trend is to do with people like Harry Styles and Pedro Pascal, who I would leave my husband for in a heartbeat because I'm obsessed with him. But they're kind of showing that it's not necessarily about looks, but it's about that emotional intelligence and kindness and, you know, just being a nice, calm person. So I think that's really interesting. And a lot of Gen Zs are really a lot more open about their emotions and vulnerability. So that's a very attractive feature. So yeah, people are like mixing it up a little bit, which is always great to see.
Definitely, because I suppose, you know, dating has definitely changed over the years. And whether you're online dating, I remember when I was on the dating apps and, you know, my friends who were together, you know, some of them were in relationships for 7 or 8 or 10 years, and they normally would say, just go out and do it, just you know. But like, there's a bit of a knack to online dating, but we've often spoken about this as well. You know, there's a safety element, there's an element about, you know, taking the dates offline and going to meet somebody. Has anything changed, or will anything change, I suppose, you know, around the safety element, or what people should do maybe heading into 2024 if they are going on dating apps and they are looking for love, you know, in the new year?
Yeah, I think safety is always a concern. You know, unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. So what I would say is, even, you know, have a video call with someone, even have a Zoom call with someone beforehand. Or if that doesn't appeal, obviously meeting them in a public place. So if someone's offering to pick you up or come to your house, I would say no to that just for the first day, and see how you get on with them, because you don't know them. You know, you've known what they've said online, but it, you know, you don't know what they are like in person. So, you know, that public day. And I would always say, like, don't leave it longer than about a week between chatting, because you might get all, like, you know, excited and get your hopes up. And then if you're talking for 3 months and then you meet them and that real life spark isn't there, that's kind of, you know, a bit of a waste of your time. So a coffee day in public for the first day, I think that's a really just nice, low stakes kind of pressure day for someone. It doesn't have to be a massive 3-course meal or anything like that.
Definitely. What's betterment burnout? I've seen this pop up. Is this something that people might need to know about for 2024?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is a trend that Bumble have identified, and I suppose it's a bit of reaction still to the pandemic, when we're all meant to be learning languages and banana bread and all the rest of it and all these new skills. And it's kind of carried on a bit, and we see it definitely around New Year's when people, you know, make their resolutions and they're like, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. every morning. But it can be a lot of pressure on people to like radically change themselves, or, you know, if you're not a morning person, getting up at 5 a.m. and going to the gym and drinking green juice is not going to work for you. So it's about people who are saying, you know what, like, this is where I'm at in my life now, that's okay, and I want to meet someone who's happy with that. So I don't want to meet anyone that really wants to change me or anything. You know, we want people to say, this is where I'm going. And it links into one of my favorite trends, which is soft girl season, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. And it's just about living gently and softly. You know, so you're not trying to cram everything into a holiday, you can kind of relax. You're not trying to, you know, do all 5 million things all at once. Just about living on your terms and saying, you know what, this is where I am. And that actually links into another Bumble trends, which is the timeline decline. So this is the idea that, oh, by 30 you have to have done this, and by 40 you have to have done this, and you have to have the marriage and the 2.4 kids and all this kind of stuff. And that works for some people, but that's a big timeline. That's a lot of pressure on other people, you know. And you might not meet your significant partner until maybe you're like 50 or something, and it's not too late to start living life then. So I think it's really great that people are rejecting those norms about, oh, you have to do this by this certain time. And they're saying, I'm going to live life on my terms. Like, it's not lovely to see people grabbing that with two hands and going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, there is still a lot of stigma attached to being single at a certain age. And, you know, I always try to say to people, you know, you should never ask somebody, when are you going to have a baby? Or when are you going to get married? Yeah. Or when are you going to settle down? Because you don't know anybody's circumstances. You don't know if, you know, they're able to have children. You don't know if, you know, they've maybe possibly tried and haven't been successful. And then again, you know, with the relationship stuff, like, you don't know what somebody wants to do with their life. Maybe they've spent a long time on their career and they want to continue doing that. And maybe just a relationship isn't their priority at that moment. So I think it's really important to be cognizant of, you know, the questions you ask people, especially if they are single.
Absolutely, yeah. And not everyone even wants to have kids now. You know, we're seeing a rise in child-free people, which is great to see. Or maybe you're in a phase of life where you just want to have a one-night stand every night. And if that's what you want and everyone else is on board with it, then happy days. Or if you want to have a kind of long-term relationship, you know, it's all about that reflection and looking on your back on yourself and thinking, what do I actually want here? Because then you're more likely to have experiences that are more satisfying. You know, if you want a long-term relationship and you're having one-night stands, you're probably not likely to be satisfied by that, you know, because it's not really what you want, so it's not really serving you very well. So identifying the kind of relationship you want, whether it's marriage or being polyamorous or open relationships or one-night stands, whatever it happens to be, like, have that on your terms. And when you kind of think more about that, you're more likely to meet people who are on the same page as you. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for everyone then.
Absolutely. Are there any more, I suppose, trends that we should be looking out for 2024 in the dating world?
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's really nice to see Valcor. So that's what Bumble have identified. And it's people who really want to see what social causes other people are interested in. So it's really important for 25% of people who said, you know what, like, I don't want someone who's just pottering about your life and that's it. I want them to be caring about the environment or whatever happens to be. So to have some kind of, you know, value system that you want to make the world a better place. And maybe you can go to marches together, whatever happens to be. But people are looking for others who are socially conscious and, you know, emotionally mature enough to care about the kind of world that we live in. So that's a very attractive feature for a lot of people. I think that's really nice to see that kind of, you know, social justice approach and social, you know, just a viewpoint on making the world a better place for other people. Very attractive.
Definitely. And I love the fact that, you know, it just seems like people going into dating in 2024, they seem to have a bit more of a grasp as to what they want. You know, like you mentioned, you're not going to spend 2 or 3 months talking to somebody without actually meeting them. You're going to use the technology available, you know, have a video call, have a phone call, you know, meet up for a coffee in a safe place, all of these types of things. And if you are somebody who's single, I really hope you embrace it and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Being single can be amazing. Like, it's an opportunity to loaf around in your pajamas if you want, or go traveling, or, you know, do whatever you want. You have no restrictions. And I think it's a really healthy point in our lives to be single and enjoy that and learn about ourselves. And then that way, you know, if it does come time for a relationship, you know, we're kind of better people then, because we've learned about ourselves. We know what we like, we know what we don't like. And that all helps into a relationship going forward. So I think, being single is a great time. So cherish it and, you know, make the most of it.
Absolutely. Dr. Caroline West, of course, you're Bumble Ireland and UK's sex and relationship expert. If anybody wants to check out your own podcast, if they want to read some of the articles that you've written, or just check out what you're getting up to online, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, my podcast is called Glow West, and my Instagram is Dr. Caroline West, so there's a lot of sex articles on there, or my sausage dog. So one or the other, you'll find me talking about sex and sausage dogs. I did not know this was going to be my life, but I'm very happy about that.
Oh, super stuff, Caroline. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great Christmas, and no doubt I'll be catching up with you again in the new year.
Perfect. Thanks, Louise. Happy Christmas to you.